Welcome to the Ryan Spitzer Podcast. I am your host, Ryan Spitzer, and today I'm going to be talking about AEW and what stood out to that show on this Wednesday. So just sit back, relax, and let's enjoy this episode. So I want to talk about the first match that was on AEW, and that was between Kenny Omega and Hangman Page versus the Natural Nightmares, which the Natural Nightmares are QT Marshall and Dustin Rhodes. First, I enjoyed the match. I enjoyed every second of that match. It was very entertaining, but, and this might be me not paying attention to QT Marshall and Dustin Rhodes and not watching AEW Dark, but why? When they cut their promo last week that they were getting an opportunity at the tag titles or the tag champs, they, in that promo, it didn't explain how QT Marshall even got with Dustin Rhodes, and now they're a tag team called the Natural Nightmares. I mean, why are they a tag team? Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. They're kind of doing what the whole WWE, just putting two people together, but at least they're trying to make their tag team division better and make their tag team division actually mean something, which they've done. They have the talent for it. They have FTR, they have the Jurassic Express, they have Private Party, they have Hangman and Omega as your champions, they have the La Sex Gods, they have a lot of tag teams in AEW, and they obviously seem to care about the tag team division as much as some of us fans did back in the day, and I think they're doing a really good job on that. But it just doesn't make sense to me, and how they came together wasn't explained. If somebody does know, go to my Facebook page that I made for my podcast and say it on a comment or whatever to make me understand how those two came together. I'm not mad that they're a tag team, not at all. They seem to click and work very well, but just to me, when I was just trying to figure everything out, like, how did you guys even become a tag team? How did you guys even start, like, teaming, you know? I don't know much about QT Marshall, but from what I saw in his tag team match, and I think that was the first time I actually saw him wrestle, he is very talented. He stuck out to me very well, but if anybody had to get over in this match, and I think it was QT Marshall, but I don't think they did that, I think they were more making Dustin Rhodes shine, which they seem to do as much as they can, because they know they're trying to get as much out of him before he can't do it anymore, but he looks better than he's ever looked in his career, in my opinion. He's more athletic, it seems like. He's more agile, and I think that's more him kind of getting out of the WWE bubble and finally letting himself go and being the talent that he is. Like I said before, I'm not mad at this tag team. It just didn't make sense to me in a way. And then maybe this week or next week's episodes, maybe they'll talk about it more, or maybe this was like a one-time thing, but it doesn't seem like it if they came up with the name The Natural Nightmares, which is awesome. It's a very cool name. I enjoyed it. I mean, it stuck. But now, as I saw on Instagram, it's The Natural Nightmares versus FTR. I'm going to be paying attention because I like FTR, and I've liked FTR when they were in WWE as the Revival, and now they're just more entertaining, and I enjoy that. I enjoy AEW for their tag team wrestling because they know what tag team wrestling was and that what it can still be, and they have enough talent, enough tag teams, enough talent on there to make that tag team division better than anybody. They have so many tag teams that they can use to their advantage. It's just awesome. I'm glad. And they know how to use managers. They know how to use managers in AEW. Just like Paul Heyman can do with Brock Lesnar. Well, Taz can do that with Brian Cage. And another one. Oh boy. Now I'm going to get crap on. Yep, now I really struggled. I guess I'm only paying attention to Brian Cage and Taz, but I know they have more manager-like figures in AEW to where I better pay attention more. I'm sorry about that, but AEW has proven a lot since they debuted in October on TNT. I was excited when they finally got like a TV deal. I was hooked from the get-go. And it was with the stars that they had and what they were trying. What I got out of it, what they were trying to do is make wrestling again. And now they're making tag team wrestling mean something again. And I think that's awesome. The next segment that stood out to me was when Anna Jay lost to Abandon. Which Abandon and Ricky Starks are the new signees of AEW. But the Dark Order comes down to the ring and helps Anna Jay. I don't think that fits Anna Jay whatsoever. Her character and how she portrays herself as a brawler. She's not the dark mystical or mythical person. It just doesn't fit. So if she joins, just like Colt Cabana, they're trying to get Colt Cabana. Like, it just doesn't fit those two characters. I think if they helped Abandon, that would fit because that's kind of the Dark Order is a dark mythical group. That is very quiet, but they want to help and they want to make people better and they want to just hurt people. And I think Abandon would fit in that, but I don't think Anna Jay and Colt Cabana would fit in that. And hey, maybe they make it work, but to me, it just doesn't make any sense to me. And it never made sense to me when that whole deal went down. It just did not make sense to me at all. And I'm not knocking on AEW for that because there are things that WWE does that doesn't make sense to me either. But just this one thing, having Anna Jay, I'm not saying she joined the Dark Order, but it just kind of seemed that way, like they're trying to do with Colt Cabana. It just doesn't fit. It just doesn't make sense to me in a way. Then we get into Billy Gunn versus MJF. I enjoyed this match. It was what it was. I enjoyed it for what it was. But why have Billy? I get what happened last week on Dynamite. MJF was talking trash to Billy Gunn, but why don't you just have his son wrestle? I know I don't watch AEW Dark and I've never seen Austin Gunn fight, but why? Let him fight MJF. Let the two pretty much newcomer rookies fight each other to show what they got. I am not mad that it was Billy Gunn and MJF whatsoever. Like I said, the match was entertaining for what it was, but I think I'd rather saw Austin Gunn fight MJF, just because I've never seen Austin Gunn fight, and I know I can probably look it up on YouTube of some of his matches, but I want to see how talented he is. I want him to not be in the shadow of his dad. I kind of want him to kind of be the breakout star in that, in the Gunn Club. I like to see new talent. Obviously, it shows on how I talk about company like WWE or AEW. I want to see somebody break out. And MJF has broken out. Sammy Guevara has broken out. Now, I want to see Austin Gunn kind of break out. Break out of his shell and not be... I'm not saying he has to leave the Gunn Club, but I just want to see him like step up a little bit more, and maybe they will have a match on Dynamite this coming Wednesday, or maybe they won't, or maybe he's done now and he goes back to Jungle Boy. I don't know. But I think I would have rather saw Austin Gunn fight MJF than Billy Gunn. But Billy Gunn looks in great shape. It doesn't look like he lost a step. He definitely shows that he can still do it. But I just think I'd rather see his son fight than his dad. But not going to bash on it. It was good. But this next part is about Cody Rhodes and the TNT Championship. Now, they came out, him and Arn came out and said that this is somebody that he has never fought, and it was Ricky Starks from NWA Power. And I don't know anything about Ricky Starks, but they made me know who Ricky Starks was. And he's very entertaining. He's very athletic. I enjoyed him, and I think it'll be another guy to watch for in AEW. But I enjoyed the match, but what I'm getting to is I don't want to see Cody defend that title every week. I get what he's trying to do. He's trying to do this schedule where he defends it every week to making a statement that he is, I guess he wants to say he's the best TNT champion. But I don't want to see him defend it every week. I would rather him defend it not at like every pay-per-view or every other pay-per-view. He could defend it every other week or at least once a month. Because I know they're trying to make that title mean something, and they make every title in AEW mean something. But that title, I don't think being defended every week fits it. Like I said, I'd rather see him just defend it either once a month or at every pay-per-view. But I don't think I even want to see him defend it at every pay-per-view. I guess it depends. Because how he's doing it, like how he was doing before Ricky Stark showed up, he was giving people that don't really get an opportunity shine. And that's awesome. But to give those people an opportunity, but it just seems to me that AEW wants to make that title be bigger than the World Championship, or make it be more of an eye, like an eye opener for AEW. And I get it. The title is cool and all the design of it. And he's trying to make it be like the old TNT, like the old championship back in the day. But I don't want to see him defend it every week. I don't know why. I enjoy Cody wrestling. I enjoy when Cody's in the ring. I enjoy his mic skills. I enjoy everything. I'm invested in Cody Rhodes, but I don't want to see that title be defended every week. I don't think it needs to. I think Cody can make that title be good in that company, or be even be great in that company without defending it every week. And that's just my opinion. I want to talk about Orange Cassidy. He's phenomenal. He's awesome. I enjoy every time he comes out. I enjoy his little kicks that he does. I enjoy the whole character. There's so many athletes, talent on AEW or NXT or the main roster of Raw or SmackDown that I'm invested in that I don't care about anything else going. I just want to see that person. I always look forward to seeing Orange Cassidy. And him and Chris Jericho right now are fucking amazing. Like, Jericho's promos about squeezing the juice, the orange juice out of and beating him to a pulp is just awesome. And now at Fyter Fest, we're going to see Chris Jericho versus Orange Cassidy. I'm going to enjoy it. Orange Cassidy is one of those characters that gets a pop no matter what, because he is just that good at grabbing people's attentions and making people believe that, hey, just because I'm not this big bad guy or this big buff guy or whatever, I'm still talented. Watch me and I'll prove you wrong. And that's what he's done to me. I didn't know who the hell Orange Cassidy was till I watched AEW. I think it was their first pay-per-view. And I saw him and I was like, dude, this guy's funny. He's awesome. And I enjoy everything about Orange Cassidy. And I cannot wait to see him fight Chris Jericho, because it is going to be one hell of a match. For what it is, I guess I should say. I also want to talk about a frustration I have with AEW for this week's episodes. They more did a lot of tag team matches. I enjoyed all the tag team matches that they had, but I don't want to see that many tag team matches in one show. I enjoyed the show. I'd give it a 9 out of 10. But I don't want to see that many tag team matches. AEW entertains me every week. NXT entertains me every week. But I don't want to see that many tag team matches. There was just so much. And I get that AEW is really trying to focus on the tag team wrestling. And I get it. You guys can bring back the old days and have great tag team matches between the great talent tag teams that you have there. But I don't want to see, gosh, I don't even remember how many it was, but I knew there was a lot more than there was a lot of single matches, and it just seemed why. And maybe they're trying to push those tag teams or what have you, but I just don't want to see that. To me, AEW is kind of focusing on more of their tag team division, which that's awesome. That's cool and all. But why have so many matches on one show? Why don't you split it up a little bit? Have the tag teams be in single matches, and it wouldn't be so much tag team wrestling. Like, I enjoy my tag team wrestling matches when I get them. But this week's show, they had too many of them, and it just didn't make sense to me. Like, it just popped out at me, like, why? Why have so many tag team matches? And it just seems that they want to focus more on the tag team than they are on the singles, and I get it. They're trying to compete. I mean, they might not say that they're trying to compete against the WWE, but I know they're trying to make themselves better and stand out, and I think they've done a great job at being better than the WWE at times. But please, don't have so many tag team matches in one show. Please. And I want to touch briefly on this. As I saw it before I did this episode, I want to send my prayers and my thoughts out to Jimmy Havoc. AEW on Instagram posted that Jimmy Havoc is going to get help from his substance abuse and mental abuse. And I'm assuming he'll be gone for quite some time. I want to say I'm happy for him that he's getting help, and I hope he gets the help that he needs so he can come back to entertain. Jimmy Havoc is someone that I recently just got hooked on and started to grab my attention. And when I saw that today, before I did this episode, I thought it would be good to talk about. And like I said, I'm giving my thoughts and prayers to Jimmy Havoc, and I hope he gets the help that he needs. I don't know what all mental health or substance abuse he has, but I just hope he gets the help that he gets, because he's very entertaining, and I am enjoying him and his tag team with his tag team. I enjoy it. This is somebody that I recently got into and liking and understanding his character and all that, and I've enjoyed it. It's fun to watch. He's very fun to watch. He's very weird at times, but he's definitely someone to watch and understand, and just all in all be enjoyable. But yeah, I just want to give my thoughts and prayers to him, and hopefully he gets any help that he needs. I hope that he gets anything and everything so he can come back and be the person that he needs to be with his tag team with Chuck Taylor. I enjoy that. I enjoy him teaming with Chuck Taylor. It fits. It makes sense. But like I said, I just wanted to do that real quick, just sending my thoughts and prayers to Jimmy Havoc. And everybody that listens to my podcast, go follow my Facebook page. Go follow me on Instagram. Go follow me on TikTok if you want to. Do anything and everything. I enjoy when you guys watch, like I said in my last episode, I am grateful for all my fans that I have that do listen to the show. I appreciate each and every one of you. And thank you for listening to this episode. Peace off.